Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
It's now time for some incisive economic analysis from our resident economist, Mark Coleman. Mark, on Wednesday last, the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, published his department's seventh annual assessment of public indebtedness in Ireland. Our gross public debt stood at an estimated €223 billion at the end of 2023. At just over €42,000 per person, Ireland still has one of the highest gross public debt levels in the world. What are your thoughts on this?
It sounds pretty scary, doesn't it, Carl? Well, the good news is it's not as scary as it sounds. And here's a simple comparison with a country I'm often comparing with because I grew up there and I know it a little bit, but that's Germany. So I'm going to look at the debt-GDP ratio, which some people will say, you know, is wrong, but it's actually right for the long run, and I'll explain why in a minute. Our debt-GDP ratio is actually quite low. It's around about 43%. And that compares with a figure of about 64% for Germany. Now, that's actually a startlingly good figure and a startlingly good place to be, because although we have a high debt per person, and you've mentioned €42,000, if you actually look at our capacity to repay debt, which is measured by the size of the economy, our debt-GDP ratio is back to where it was just before the global financial crisis. We have €500 billion a year GDP. That's 2.5 times the size of the debt figure you mentioned, which if we tap in, and this is the proviso, if we tap into the multinational sector's huge capacity to lift the SME economy, to lift the indigenous economy, which is a potential that's only partly been tapped, then that GDP can easily fund the repayment of debt, but it goes beyond that. I'm 54, so I was born in 1969. The population of the state was about 3 million. It's now 5 million, maybe 5.3 million, and climbing. We have 2.7 million people at work. You physically cannot manage that kind of growth without incurring debt. And there is this insane view out there that we should, you know, run budget surpluses. No, you shouldn't run budget surpluses. And this is a problem with what I call the teacher's pet syndrome. And it's economic advisors who believe that we should be shining the apple and putting it on the teacher's desk in Brussels and saying, aren't we great? We ran a budget surplus. No. If your economy is growing like the clappers, and if you are taking in 100,000 or more Ukrainian migrants on top of phenomenal growth in population, you need to be investing in hospitals and schools and roads, and you need to borrow for that, and you should borrow for that. And the golden rule of public finance is, provided you are borrowing only for capital expenditure and providing you are managing that capital expenditure well, there's not only no problem to borrow, but you should borrow, because by taxing to fund your capital investment, you are imposing the cost of that investment not on the people who will benefit from it in 10 or 20 or 30 years' time when you've built your roads and your hospitals and your houses, but you're putting all the pressure on this generation to fund the cost of capital investment that will benefit their children and grandchildren. So it makes no sense. Now, I mentioned two provisos. One of them was that provided you are only increasing borrowing for capital spending, and of course the second one is that you're getting value for money. Now, one of the big reasons maybe why there is some justification for Pascal Donohue's emphasis on surpluses is because he knows, as public expenditure minister, the severe problems we've had, which the National Children's Hospital exemplifies on steroids. And before what I say should be implemented, we have got to plug the hole, excuse me, in that bucket. But if and when we do, and I think public procurement has significantly improved since then, we're better at managing capital projects. That National Children's Hospital, it's an awful outlier, but it is an outlier, and I think it's a mistake that's not going to be repeated. Given that, we should absolutely not be worried about where we are debt-wise. Now, people will say, oh, but a lot of that debt is because of the bank bailout debt, and that's absolutely true. There's an element of the debt certainly was accumulated for bad reasons and shouldn't have been accumulated in its entirety. That does not mean that you cannot add more debt to fund badly needed infrastructure. You can, provided your economy is growing at a rate fast enough to keep the debt-GDP ratio constant or falling. And that is the case. What does that mean? Basic mathematics. Let's say I borrow 5% of GDP to invest in roads, housing, hospitals, schools, provided I'm getting value for money for those investments. If my nominal GDP is growing at 5% as well, then the size of my economy is growing as fast as the size of my nominal debt, which means the debt-GDP ratio is broadly constant. If you know that, the government is actually in quite a comfortable position.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was our resident economist, Mark Coleman, and Mark will be joining us again on next Saturday's show.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.